Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for May 2018. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Leading tonight's official broadcast is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening, everyone. Conference is coming up next week. During the annual general meeting next Saturday, we have the one time every year where we have representation of the membership of NZART. Hopefully a large number of you will be members of branches that have a delegate attending. If you have any matter that you would like raised, any suggestions or a question answered, please pass this on to your branch delegate to be raised at the annual general meeting. I'm looking forward to catching up with many of you for an enjoyable weekend in Mosgiel, thanks to the efforts of the Otago branch. You will hear shortly from Debbie about the review and final details of the association accounts for 2017. The full reviewed accounts were released earlier this week in an InfoLine special edition. We will make sure that any of the details that were not available for publication in the last break-in will be in the next edition. Due to time constraints, the 2017 accounts and review could not be fully released in one edition of break-in, and I apologise for this. You will have seen that the association accounts are in a very good state with a healthy surplus last year. A surplus allows our cash reserves to remain healthy, which provides a buffer against unforeseen events, and we earn interest from that surplus. The other advantage of a surplus and having cash reserves is that when inflation inevitably catches up with us, we do not have to rush to immediately increase the subscription, giving us the time to look at our options. The subscription for 2019 will be set at the Council face-to-face meeting next week. I can say that it is very unlikely that we'll increase the subscription, which has remained the same since about 2005. Incidentally, since becoming charitable, we have saved about $2,500 last year through not having to pay tax on interest earned. Earlier this month, I was a guest of the Nelson branch at their monthly general meeting. President John Dunn and the rest of the members made me very welcome. An idea that the branch has picked up and run with is special interest groups. These are groups of members within the branch with common interests that meet from time to time in an informal way. Two of these are an antenna group and digital modes group. We can all learn from the experience of other branches, and perhaps what Nelson are doing could be looked at as a way to promote activity and interest in your branch. Finally, with my other hat on, tucked into the InfoLine special earlier this week were the Jock White Field Day results. Numbers were down a bit this year. Now is the time for your branch to begin planning to get active next year. So with that, it's good night to all listeners, and thanks again, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Otago Branch 30 are hosts for this year's annual NZART conference and cordially invite members and partners to join with them to celebrate the association's 92nd conference and indeed their own 90th year of operation. Conference is now just 1 week away and is being held at Burns Lodge, 89 Church Street in Mosgiel. A note from the conference committee to those taking the alternative program. Please be prepared, bring a warm coat and hat, and also wear sturdy footwear. Full details about conference and a registration form can be found on the Otago Branch 30 website. That's at www.zl4aa.org.nz and also on page 30 of your March-April break-in. Remember that registrations now incur an additional late registration penalty of $25, and that's for all classes of conference registration. NZART Conference 2018, next weekend in Dunedin. Onwards to Upper Hutt now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. With the recent mail out of NZART member statistics to each branch for voting on remits, it's highlighted a few anomalies. Firstly, please be assured that I do not transfer nor amend any member's branch affiliation unless requested to do so in writing by the member. If a person's name does not appear on your list, it could be that they are not currently financial or paid their subscription and the reference to the membership number was not clear, so their membership was not updated. Or simply, the member has selected another branch they belong to place their vote. It is very important, should a member change address and no longer attends meetings at their old branch, they advise me to which branch they wish to be affiliated. In any of these instances, please contact me so I can put it right. Conference is now only a week away, and having only just received the reviewed annual accounts, a special edition of HQ InfoLine went out on Thursday the 24th of May. This included the official annual accounts as reviewed by Tony Cross, auditor. There are some minor changes to the accounts as published in Braken. However, the overall result does not change. There will be some hard copies available at the AGM for those who wish to peruse the final figures. Hoping to see as many of you in Mosgiel as possible. However, I hear that it will be fairly chilly, so remember your thermals. But as usual, in good old southern style, the welcome will be very warm and friendly. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, RNZART, Business Manager. Now for a catch-up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
With Hamvention 2018 a memory, plans for next year have already begun. But first, Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, takes stock of this year's experience.
Are you ready for Hamvention 2019? Okay, not so fast. It's only days since the big gathering in Xenia wrapped things up. General Chair Ron Kramer, KD8ENJ, told Newsline the final attendance count wasn't in yet, but he expected this year's attendance to top nearly 30,000 amateurs who visited the fairgrounds in 2017. The theme of amateur radio serving the community didn't just find its way into various award ceremonies and forums, but even turned up in informal gatherings near the food trucks where hams from Puerto Rico and other storm-ravaged places enjoyed eyeball QSOs for the first time with hams who shared last year's storm assistance efforts with them. Ron said some of the greatest strengths of the weekend event were the new weather-resistant tents and the 767 volunteers who came in from around the world to keep operations running smoothly. Meanwhile, there were special hours at the Voice of America Museum nearby in Westchester, Ohio, which opened its doors to more than 250 hams from around the world who got immersed in broadcast history and even got on the air. To quote Ron, when Newsline asked him about the overall positive feedback so far, "If you have any complaints about Hamvention 2018, you probably weren't there." For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
Their contributions to the amateur community landed 11 notables in the limelight at Hamvention. Mike Askins, KE5CXP, has those details.
The CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame inducted 11 new members during Hamvention, including Silent Keys, ranging from the late actor Marlon Brando, FO5GJ, to the three astronauts killed in the Challenger shuttle disaster of 2003. Laurel Clark, KC5ZSU, David Brown, KC5ZTC, and Kalpana Chawla, KD5ESI. The list also includes open source QRP kit designer Ashar Farhan, VU2ESE, Silent Key Grady Fox, W4FRM, one of the pioneers of single sideband, African-American broadcaster and college radio supporter Wendell King, a Silent Key who was formerly 2ADD, and Fred Lloyd, AA7BQ, who founded QRZ.com. The list also included well-known educator and youth advocate Carol Perry, WB2MGP, cybersecurity's Mark Peason, KC9X, VE3QAM, and U.S. Army photographer Ed Westcott, W4UVS. The Hall of Fame was created in 2001 by CQ Magazine and has since inducted 321 members. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Mike Askins, KE5CXP.
Things are about to get a little roomier on the amateur bands for the radio operators in Ireland as we hear from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Hams in Ireland are looking forward to making use of two new ham radio bands and a lot more spectrum under a new band plan being worked out by the Irish Radio Transmitter Society. The proposal would create 8 metres between 30 and 49 megahertz and 5 metres between 54 and 69.9 megahertz. Digital television would also be accommodated, among other modes, on the expansive 5-metre band. The IRTS calls the draft plans a focus for input and discussion on the national use of the expanded bands and welcomes views and suggestions. Those thoughts can be sent via email to newspectrum, one word, at irts.ie until the 30th of June. Meanwhile, effective immediately, use of the 4-metre band has been extended, making 69.9 MHz to 70.5 MHz available for amateur use. This also establishes an FM calling channel on 70.450 MHz. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Licensing exams were held recently in China and South Africa, and Ed Durant, DD5LP, has the results.
China's first Class C licensing exam has been held for amateurs, resulting in 35 new holders of the license, which is the highest class in the nation. Class C licensees are permitted as much as 1 kilowatt of power on frequencies below 30 megahertz and 25 watts on higher bands. The Chinese Amateur Radio Club administered the test to a total of 56 candidates. The organisers report that the exam marked the first use of an identification card image recognition system to verify the test takers' identities. Meanwhile, in South Africa, there are 17 new young licensees. The South African Radio League reports that 17 youngsters from the Bishore Scout Group who attended a boot camp have successfully tested in that rural community. They are now holders of the Class B license, which is an introductory level license carrying a ZU prefix and is the equivalent of the foundation license in the UK. It is issued to amateurs younger than 25. Congratulations to everyone. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. We thank you for listening.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Time now for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. This time next week, conference will almost be over, and we'll have had our Waro AGM. But I must tell you first, this year's Waro Annual General Meeting will be held on Sunday, the 3rd of June, at the NZART Conference venue, Burns Lodge, Church Street, Mosgiel, starting at 8 a.m. sharp. Please note the meeting starts at 8 a.m. Members are asked to bring their copy of the Waro Constitution with them if they can find one, as there will be discussion involving it during the meeting. Waro President Marlene ZL1MYL is hoping for a good attendance of members at the AGM this year. If you're unable to attend, apologies can be lodged during the Monday night Waro 80 meter net or emailed to any Waro executive member or myself. Bulletin editor Topsy ZL2LS would welcome written articles and especially photos depicting Waro members' participation at conference activities for the next bulletin magazine. Waro YLs who are unable to get to conference are generally interested to read about the alternative program, and I hope that someone will find the time to write a few lines about their experiences. Remember too that contributions are needed for the Waro page and break-in. Any items of interest, no matter how small, are very welcome. Material for the Waro Broken page can be sent to waro@nzart.org.nz. That's all for May from Waro Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And just a few items for May. And we start from the Hutt Valley Amateur Radio Club, Branch 18, NZART, who have their annual general meeting on Monday, June the 11th, followed by a special supper. And that will be at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve off Birch Street in Waterloo, Lower Hutt. Also in the Wellington region, we have news from Qubit, newsletter of NZART Branch 74, the Wellington VHF group. Their next meeting is on Thursday, May the 31st at 7:30 p.m. in the Tawa Community Centre. Now, there are two items for the evening. First, remit voting for the NZART Annual General Meeting, so bring your break-in so that you have remits to read. And there will also be a talk on lightning and what it does when it interacts with radio science. Everyone is invited to bring along any lightning-damaged radio equipment. There will be professionals explaining what current best practices in the field of site protection. Over to the South Island now, and Nelson Branch 26 NZART has its next meeting on Wednesday, the 20th of June. There will be a brief NZART conference report from Branch Delegate Jim ZL2BHF, followed by a talk about digital radio from John ZL1JD. Well, that's all from me. Enjoy the NZART conference in Mosgiel, everyone. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 24th of June. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for May 2018. Good night, everyone. Good night now.